This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:05 in the evening with Lynn and Ayman. And on Pop It, Pop It today, we're continuing our conversation from yesterday where we spoke about office oversupply. This time instead, we want to talk about something that is, I suppose, somewhat linked in terms of what happens when development overstretches, and that is this issue of abandoned buildings.
Yes. So as of September last year, there were 200 abandoned projects around the country. Most of it is in Selangor. I believe the number was something like 74 or 75 abandoned projects. So the abandoned buildings, of course, not only spoil the view in the city, it's an eyesore, but it also represents financial mismanagement and wasted money, especially, for example, if it's an abandoned condominium. And, you know, those who bought a unit have to keep on paying their loans. And you can just see, like, this abandoned building reflects that someone somewhere is losing money, like serious money.
Yeah, someone somewhere is financing this building, continuing to not be built, really. So yesterday, when we first talked about what happens with this issue of office oversupply in the Klang Valley, we ended up receiving some suggestions from you guys about how to repurpose abandoned or sick buildings. And that included turning empty malls and office buildings into schools, housing, and a real-life PUBG paintball arena. And while those are, you know, really kind of amazing ideas to make use of these buildings, it also requires more resources to be spent, because obviously you need to make adaptations, right, in order to repurpose these buildings.
And sometimes, I mean, I can see one building, for example, near here where it's like half abandoned, or it was abandoned and now it's slowly being reused again. And it does seem like a very fragile place to be in, because they're offering housing in this abandoned building, right? And because I've been in this this half abandoned condominium before, and there are like wires hanging from the from the elevators, and the lift often breaks down, and it's just not a very safe kind of place to be in. So I'm just thinking of, like, you know, while we do think that it is important to repurpose the buildings, it takes a lot of cost and a lot of like replanning as well, to make sure that not only do people not lose money from it, but the safety aspects of it as well can be protected, because that, I think, that's the most important part of it.
Honestly, sometimes when I look at these abandoned buildings, what I see is a in a way an investment that went wrong, because it's not just an, and I don't just mean a financial investment, I mean an investment of belief and time that this neighbourhood was going to develop. Because what you do sometimes get is these high-rises or these malls that are built close to neighbourhoods that they expect to be up-and-comers, that they expect to be an important part of the urban sprawl. They are thinking that, soon we're going to have lots of people moving in. When lots of people move in, they're going to want a mall. They're going to want to have all these amenities. And then it turns out that that sort of never really takes off. And that's why you also see these buildings around. They represent the fact that the saying, if you build it, they will come, just isn't true. Sometimes you build it and then nobody bothers to show up. So really, I think I have a fascination for these buildings simply because I just think they're incredibly interesting in their half-finished form. Like they represent so much of, I suppose, the excess of what our development can mean, what it can look like when it goes wrong. But I also see, I suppose, some potential. You usually can see the skeleton of a building. When it's abandoned, the outside is sometimes the last part to go on. And so you can see, oh, this was supposed to be an office. I think that this was supposed to be a mall. And in those instances, I really do feel like you can let your imagination run wild in terms of trying to figure out what else this could be.
Well, I mean, there are some examples of what used to be old abandoned buildings being monetized or reused as tourist attractions or new businesses. So I think the biggest example is Kelly's Castle. That's basically an abandoned building, right? But it's turned into like a major attraction in Gopeng. Which, if it wasn't for Kelly's Castle, I don't think anyone would be interested to, like, go to. I mean, it's a very big tourist attraction there. And also in KL, there's a place, Old Malaya, where they reused the building to make restaurants and all that. So there is the potential. But I think from what I read, one of the main challenges is that the owner of that property or that building either refuses to sell up or the company doesn't exist anymore. So it's difficult to trace them back. So it's those kind of like challenges that stop some of the buildings from being reused again for newer purposes.
So we are going to just kind of reopen the question that we had yesterday, which is if you could kind of come up with a plan or a proposal on what you'd like to see these abandoned buildings turned into. We are all familiar with them. We've all seen them around. How would you like to see them rejuvenated? What form would that take? Call us and let us know, 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, this being Popit, we asked the public what they thought about abandoned buildings, and this is what they said when asked whether they thought these buildings were a problem.
I do feel that abandoned buildings can be a problem in a day and age where you find people conducting things like urban exploring and stuff like that. You know, you tend to find a lot of them going into these places, not knowing just how dangerous it can be. You know, definitely, it's a safety hazard.
For me, it's not. It's one of the heritage and history of the country itself.
I think they are a problem. I guess it's a bit shady, you know, that's all I can say.
I feel like abandoned buildings wouldn't be a problem if there is some kind of repurposing to be done.
We also asked what they thought should be done with abandoned buildings.
I really feel like the government should do their part in cleaning up these places. But for like private-owned properties, there's really not much we can do. But I do feel that they should look into perhaps tearing it down or redoing it.
It's either they refurbish or renovate to be better.
Why not repurpose these abandoned buildings to help the homeless or people who have been disenfranchised?
I think they should demolish it for safety purpose.
And finally, we asked whether there were any abandoned buildings that are particularly cool, or are they all just simply eyesores?
On top of my head right now, I can only think of Highland Tower. It's a historical abandoned building. I don't say it's cool, and also I don't think it's eyesore, but there's history in it.
Well, there's one in SS15 that's particularly nice for photo shoots, but considering it's surrounded by a metropolitan area, it's not too bad.
There are quite a lot in Penang. I would drive around there and just look at the abandoned buildings. They're cool looking, nice to explore, a little freaky.
These places can look, you know, somewhat aesthetic in the way that they are, in the way that they're structured. But, you know, as mentioned, it can be quite dangerous as well.
So we're talking today about abandoned buildings, and we want to hear from you. What are some of your suggestions for what we can do with these buildings, which are all over our city? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, on the line with us is town planner Haji Ihsan Zainal Mokhtar, president of the Malaysian Institute of Planners. Ihsan, thank you so much for joining us. What do you think an abandoned building does to a city?
Okay, definitely, if you are looking at this building, and it's from the H article that you are referring to, that particular building is definitely an eyesore to the city. Like, it doesn't look good that you have an abandoned building right smack in your city centre.
So just talking about abandoned buildings in KL, right, like Plaza Rakyat, for example, is there any heritage value in it?
Okay, it's definitely, you know, it's aged, would not qualify for a heritage of a heritage value. But it can be used, like I said, it can be reused, retrofit for other users. What happened with, I think, many cities in Australia, and I think in particular with Melbourne, was when they had an oversupply of office space, a lot of those buildings were changed to be apartments. But in the case of this particular building, I know it has some ownership issues, local authorities. You know, we have to think about, things have changed, the central station, the central bus station is no more there, but it can still be used as part of concept of a transit-oriented development or some sort of development that would be suitable in the city centre.
So who pays for these abandoned buildings, and what happens really when they're just abandoned like that?
Okay, in the first place, the buildings should not just be abandoned. I'm made to understand that the developer had some issues with it, but it's taken too long, and then it's not good for the city. It's going to cost a lot of money. I am sure there are laws that would allow the local authorities to either take over or open it to some other interested parties, but there are many legal implications, and I think cost factor is one of them. So, you know, it's just not as simple as taking over an abandoned building. But if I think the city hall decides to take over, they've got to do their numbers, and I think there's a lot of options that can be done because the location is good. It's in the city center. You need to solve the abandoned building in the city center. It doesn't look good on you. I'm not saying this sarcastically, but you can definitely take care of it, make sure it looks good. Even if you not use it, at least, you know, it is a reminder to the public, to the government, to the city hall, that you should not just fall into the bandwagon of developing without considering the market forces and the economic situation of the country then and even now.
So if you think along the lines of, you know, how one man's trash can be another man's treasure, right? What value can we see from abandoned buildings?
Like I said, if it is a heritage building, you know, you have a lot of these abandoned buildings, which are actually heritage buildings. They should be refurbished. They can be used for, say, their original use, you know, whether it's office. It can be used for cafes. You can use them and you can preserve them, although it's abandoned, and rebrand them, you know. So that's okay. That kind of heritage buildings should be preserved. It adds character to the city. And once you preserve it, it has good architectural value. But if you're talking about that building that was left stuck in the middle of KL, like a sultan, that's another story. It really needs a lot of thinking, and I think it needs commitment either from the previous developer or from the city hall.
So you mentioned repurposing abandoned buildings as a viable option, but what choices are out there right now that cities will be able to explore when it comes to finding new ways to deal with these buildings?
I think in Kuala Lumpur in particular now, and in Malaysia generally, we have an oversupply of high-rise buildings. We have an oversupply of office space. We have an oversupply of housing that is not affordable. So there's choices there. It could be reused for office, maybe cheaper. It could be used for affordable apartment, right smack in the city center. It could be used for city services because it has the height, it has the location. So this is something that we, you know, you can think through. Of course, it has a cost. And I think under with the current economic climate, we have to be wise in spending our money. But you can't leave it like that for a long time. It really reflects badly on our planning, on our strategies, on how we manage. So I think if we're talking about moving forward, we have to think this through. It won't be solved through a radio show. But City Hall has got to know, has got to crunch the numbers, the developers, the legal aspects. But look, we don't have enough affordable housing. Oh, there's another concept that I think City Hall definitely can work on, which is council housing. That is something that most cities have done. In Malaysia, we have yet to do it on a scale that is reasonable. This could be a good example for the city, meaning you provide council housing and meaning we change the attitude of people in terms of ownership. We've got to look at our rental laws. So that would help, you know, having council homes, but not council homes that are just merely boxes and a roof over your head, but nice council homes. This has been adopted in many developed countries. So it allows people to not spend so much on housing, but have the security of knowing that you won't be chased out the next day, but you don't own the house. It's okay. So it's like a higher purchase. It's definitely more affordable. It is one option. It could be a game changer, you know, an example of a council housing that is not dumped somewhere at the end of the city, right center in the city. You would encourage public housing. You would make it an example for other developers, blah, 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 blah. So I think it can work. That's one option.
So looking at some of the local attempts to reuse or repurpose abandoned buildings, right, what has stood out for you the most?
Okay, there are many buildings. You know, even our iconic building, Sultan Abdul Samad, it's not abandoned, but it's quite in a bad state. Our railway station, it is in a bad state. It should be refurbished, it should be used, it should not be abandoned. It isn't now, actually. The railway station, the buildings, the hotel, the successful ones, I think, if you look in Penang, where they maintain the facade, are there examples in KL too, when the facade is maintained, turned into, I think in Penang, mostly into boutique hotels and things like that. I mean, that's, I think a lot of those buildings which should have been safe were demolished. So that's the sad part. But other than that, I think whatever they have done to reuse the building, whether it's Penang, KL, by maintaining the facade, I think it has been done rather well.
Ihsan, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us. That was Ihsan Zainal Mukhtar, president of the Malaysian Institute of Planners, and weighing in really on the subject of abandoned buildings and what it signifies and mm-hmm. what potential it could hold. And it's the second half, really, that we're interested in hearing from you. I mean, like, what do you think we could do with these abandoned buildings? You can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
So we have this message from Mohan saying, the current IMU uni at Bukit Jalil used to be an abandoned mall.
So, yeah, I mean, we were talking about this yesterday in terms of how repurposing the structure of a mall, because it comes with things like public restrooms and, you know, sort of a certain layout that we're all familiar with.
Lots of parking as well.
Yeah, makes it somewhat easy, I think, to envision what it could be. Mm-hmm. We also have this message from Drymi saying, Plaza Rakyat, city swimming pool. So there you go.
Yeah, that's an awesome idea, actually.
And lastly, we have this from Shaz.
If it has aesthetic architectural value, should refurbish it and repurpose them. If it's just normal blocks design, might as well demolish it and do something else there. Possibly plant a tree or convert them into parks if we can't construct something.
Yeah, I think the idea of having more green space in our city is very appealing. I think the problem with that, of course, is that developers are always going to see money, the potential of money, the potential loss of money that comes with having a plot of land that is a green park for the public to enjoy, as opposed to even, say, a parking lot that they are able to get income from every day. So I think there are some serious issues with trying to come up with things that don't necessarily involve making money when we're mm-hmm. talking about things that are near city centres.
Yeah, and I think the idea of rewilding cities, right, is a conversation or a movement that is growing nowadays. I read a lot of articles about it. And I think while it's a great idea, I mean, turning an abandoned project into something else, I mean, ultimately, realistically, it needs to be something that can actually make money so that it can pay for the maintenance and the repairs for it. So, I mean, while it's great to have a new green lung, for example, to replace an eyesore, like an abandoned building, I think the financial aspects of it would also play a big part as well in terms of deciding what to do with that building.
So if you have thoughts on this, call us at 7733-2900. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.